This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I had a question recently about when to divide your peony. First, let me say that when I first became a master gardener, I was chastised for saying peony. I will not chastise you for your pronunciation, I promise. Now, back to the question. Wait for the tops of your peony to be killed by frost. Cut the stems to near ground level. Then, using a spading fork, dig out the rhizomes. Make sure you dig a hole wider than the plant to avoid damaging the root system. Take out the entire clump with as much of the root system as possible. Cut it into smaller pieces, leaving at least 3 to 5 eyes per division. That's very important. Without those eyes, you won't have a plant. Prepare your new site by forking in several inches of compost into the top 12 inches of soil. Replant your division, keeping the eyes no more than 1 to 2 inches below the soil surface. Again, this is a very important step. If you plant too deeply, you won't see blooms. Water thoroughly and keep watered until the ground freezes. Mulch your new divisions with a couple of inches of pine needles, straw, wood chips, or chopped leaves. Any organic matter will do. The newly planted peonies will not have as many blooms in the spring, but give them time and you'll be thrilled all over again. How do you know when to divide? If you've been seeing less flower production over the past year, that generally means overcrowding, which means it's time for division. Most folks tell you to plant your peonies in full sun with well-drained soil. I must admit, I have some in part shade and they do just fine. Space them 3 to 4 feet apart. While you're at it, add to your collection with a new variety. Remember, you can always find Garden Bite on Facebook. Tree peonies are a different thing and don't like to be moved. I'll have all this information on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.